Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we've just launched into a brand new year, a time of new beginnings, new opportunities, and a time of some new challenges. And of course, I don't need to tell you that we've been through a very financially challenging 2009, and many experts are going to say, and many experts have said, that 2010 is not going to be much different. Financial problems not only affect a couple's buying power, but they also affect their bonding power as well. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to talk about it today.
You're right, Cap, and financial stress is a leading cause of divorce in the United States, and the chronic stress of insufficient funds doesn't only negatively affect our relationships with our banks, but it erodes our marital relationship as well. And the stress of money problems decreases a couple's intimacy, it hurts our health, and yet it increases our ability to blame, argue, and fight, and all those things create a vicious cycle leading towards divorce. And unfortunately, many couples believe that divorce is the answer to their financial problems. But the truth is, and I want everybody to hear this today, the truth is that divorce is the number one cause of personal bankruptcies here. So divorce is not the answer to a couple's financial problems.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. You know, Bruce, we could probably take a whole day and talk about these things. But I guess the question is, how do couples get into these financial situations in the first place?
Well, Cap, you know the old saying, you know, it's linked to the attitudes that we formed about money before we were married. And, you know, when we were dating, opposites attract.
Then they attack.
That's right. So we date a spender who loved to lavish, and now we can't afford to be lavished. Or we married, dated a tightwad, and now he is a tightwad in the relationship, and we need a little bit of flexibility.
Well, how do we fix that?
Well, I think we have to have some significant conversations together as couples. And the first thing we need to do is sit down and talk about, how did our family of origin handle money? Describe how it was when you were growing up. How did your mom deal with money, your dad deal with money? What were the attitudes there? Then move on to the second question. How did you handle money when you were single? You know, did you believe in paying bills first, having fun second, or having fun first and paying bills second? And it's important that both of you understand where each other is coming from. And secondly, you want to discuss, honestly, how that history and past experience may be influencing your spending and saving decisions today. We're a product of the homes that we've grown up in, so be sure to discuss whether or not you can both understand where you're coming from and need to see if either one of you can recognize some, you know, negative or positive patterns of behavior.
And Bruce, it's important that a couple does identify how they think and how they feel about money as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's next?
Well, I think another conversation needs to take place in terms of setting some long and short-term financial goals. And you and I both know that a priority for all couples is to develop a strategy for getting ourselves out of debt. You know, we need to sharpen the pencil, set a workable budget. And we also know there's going to be some pain here. We've got to downsize. Instead of sirloin steak, we're eating tube steaks. And instead of two cars, you know, we might have one. Or we may need to start selling some things to help us reduce the debt load.
Sure. Make some extra payments on the mortgage. That might help as well.
It's a great idea. And, you know, to help us get through these challenging times, we need to do something positive. You know, sit down and have a little dream conversation. What would you like to see happen in your life as you get yourself more and more out of debt? You know, where do you want to be 5, 10, 15 years from now? And how are you going to help your kids with their education, or plan a special trip, or support a missionary, or whatever it is you want to do?
And Bruce, it's important to realize that couples need to understand that it was pretty easy to get into debt in the first place, but it's not nearly as easy to get that burden off their back.
That's so very true, and we need to understand several things. First is that how we handle money is we're teaching our kids how to handle money, so we want to make sure we're doing that well. And the second thing we need to understand is that it's a reflection on how we love and trust God, and His Word speaks a great deal about money, and He wants us to be good and wise stewards of the resources that He's entrusted to us. So we need to invite God and ask Him to be a part of this process, and for Him to give us the wisdom and strength we need to get our financial house in order.
Well, Bruce, I know there's a lot of materials and ministries out there that will help couples in this area, and I'll make sure that we post some of these helpful articles and resources up on the website, pebblesoftruth.com.
Mm-hmm.
But until next week, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.